Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 26th of April. It's the end of April already.
Is it nearly Christmas?
Shut up.
I say that all the time.
You do?
It is. It's flying.
Super flying by. This is ridiculous how fast this year is going. Yep. It does make you remember you have to appreciate every moment because it's gone like that.
Yes. Like this week.
Yes.
But still, it's the weekend now.
Yay! Woohoo! As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by our security expert, Richard Bell.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we do have a guest later on in the show today, but she is a phone guest today, Roxana from, is going to join us in a little while on the phone because she's based in London and couldn't make it down, but she has got an amazing story and she works with the Blend Network. So we're going to be hearing all about that. So very interesting for all our listeners today. We can't wait to speak to her a little bit later. But there's loads going on. It was a four-day working week this week.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it.
I worked five.
Yeah.
One of those people that, you know, wimps that take bank holiday Mondays off. What's that all about? Just an excuse, isn't it?
I was ill.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll let you off. You're poorly. Are you feeling better now?
I am, thank you. I am, yes. Much better. Yes. I won't go into the details of it.
No, please don't. Obviously, last week was a very special show. It was our 100th Business Bunker Extra show, and it was great fun. Rich, you missed out on such fun.
I know, it sounded really good.
Yes.
It did sound good.
And there's only a little bit of, bubbly going around, so we can't blame it on that. I was joined in the studio by the rest of the co-host team, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, Julie Daniel, and Ben Abbott, and Paul Andrews joined as well. And it was really good, actually, because, you know, it's like when you get, like, four people in the room, five people in the room, but I didn't really get a word in edgeways with that four. But it was just talking business, and we were looking at a couple of things and how, you know, what people find their struggles are and what their strengths are and all that type of thing. And it's just nice just to, I think you get it when you're in business, when you're running a business, it's great to speak with people that are like-minded. And
yeah.
And it was a really great fun show, and it went so fast again, as it always does. But if you did miss our 100th show, where were you? But you can catch it, as with all the other shows, on bizradio.co.uk. If you click on the extra tab, then all of the shows are there. So do go and have a listen to that. Now, we do want to hear from you, the listeners. We've had a few tweets in today. Let us know how your week's been, what have you been up to. Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra, hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. You can give us a call in the studio later, not obviously while I'm on the phone with our phone guest, but before or after, on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. Give us a call if you've got an event coming up. We want to share. Come on, people, you're not sharing your events with us. There's so much coming up over the next couple of weeks, so many events for people to go to, so we want to tell everybody about them and have a look at them in more detail. Why should you go to them? Because there are so many events, and sometimes it's difficult to decide whether it's worth you taking your time out of working, out of your business, because obviously every moment is precious, but a lot of these events give you so much value, it's worth doing. So we've got some events to talk about in a minute, but we have got some tweets. We've had one from the lovely Lisa Settle from Telcare. Have you checked out the Bunker Extra? If you're looking to attend events, we're going to get a shout out. Yes, we are. Thank you, Lisa, for giving us a shout out. Lisa is off to China soon.
She is.
She's doing the Great Wall of China. She started off with a bike ride. And she got the bug for, you know, working and exercising excessively in hot countries. Good on you, Lisa. It's very, very great. I can't wait to see all the pictures and hear the stories when you get back from that. It's amazing. Oh, we've had a tweet from the lovely Kate Merrin from Ethel Bray, who's unfortunately stuck. The lovely picture of the traffic on the M25.
Yeah, a view I know very well.
You're very familiar with that, are you?
I am familiar with that view.
Yeah.
Where is she? On the way to a meeting in Aylesbury.
Yeah, so might be a little bit late. There's a fire or something. But she just wants to give a shout out. There are still places on their time management training on the 30th of April, which is next week, at Chilston Park. It's just £199 per person. And it's tips on dealing with time management when things are out of your control. Like M25 at standstills. Great one, Kate. So have a good show. If you follow Kate on Twitter at Athelbrae, so that's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, LTD Limited, and find out more about that. So the trainings they do at Athelbury are fantastic. So perfect for you. Excuse me. I am struggling a little bit today. I have a bit of a virus this week. So I'm feeling a bit croggy. Is it croggy or sexy? Should you go with croggy?
Croxy isn't sexy.
Croxy isn't sexy. No. Oh, Barry Thompson from Me Too. We have to give you a huge, fabulous, huge shout out. Barry, best of luck for tomorrow. You're going to be amazing. We know you're going to be amazing. Barry is running the London Marathon. Biggest respect for everybody and anybody who gets involved with that. It's absolutely amazing. And he is running to raise money for sarcoma. At sarcoma_UK. He's wearing a pink wig and fairy wings. So we do want to see lots of selfies along the way, please. Barry, keep up to date. And if you let us know your number, Barry, when you get a chance, we'll follow you as well, because you can do that.
Follow them on the
app. Yeah, last year we followed a couple of people that were running it on the app, and it was great. So we could sort of see where you were and how you're doing. So give us your number so we can follow you. Good luck.
Good luck,
you
Barry. Can let us know what time you're planning on doing it as well.
Yes.
So, you know, I've done it twice.
Have you? I didn't know that. So you're one of the nutters, do you?
Well, yes, but when you get passed by a rhino, you tend to think that running's not your sport. But I did it for charity. Which
a lot of people do. But I think that's at the end of the day. Everybody that I've spoken to that have done it, that, you know, it's for charity. It's an amazing feat. And I know the atmosphere there on the day is amazing. And just it's an amazing thing to say that you've done. So
it's unlike anything you would have experienced. Mm. As a Londoner, as someone that lived in London, London feels and looks different, and people get you over the line. It's a hard. I didn't train for either of my attempts, but I did finish.
How long did you take? 2 days?
Well, there was an old man that was running at the time. He finished on the Thursday. I was about Wednesday. I did at the time where the big swimsuit, the diver's suit was on there. So I did come in between. The first time I think it was 5 hours, second was seven.
Really?
Yeah.
With no training?
No training at all.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, stupid.
Well, stupid as well, but you couldn't walk for a week after.
I wasn't too bad.
Obviously just naturally fit and healthy.
Well, you know, then. It's been a while
since. What was it, like 20 years ago when you were in your 20s?
Yeah, so I ran it when I was 18 and 19.
Long time ago. But yes, good luck, Barry. Well, we look forward to hearing all about that. It's amazing. Well done. And there was another one, and I can't find it now. Chips and Dinks. There we go. I said it nice and slowly. Chips and Dinks. It's Friday. Have a Fizzy Friday. That will be Fizzy Frizzy later. If you have any chips or dinks in your cars, or even on your hard furnishings, does that sound right?
Flooring
and cabinets and that type of thing, then chips and dinks are your people to go to, because Tony is amazing. What he can't do with that filler and that sander. No, he's brilliant. So he's done my old car a couple of times. Moving on. We've had a shout out from the fabulous TD Botty. Have a good show today. Shout out for the Marsh Network event. Yes, Terry, let's give it a click and see when that is coming up. The next one was yesterday. So the next one is the 8th of May, Wednesday the 8th of May, the Cinqueport Arms in New Romney. So if you follow at TD Botty on the Twitter, or go to marshnetwork.co.uk, fantastic networking set up by Terry about just under 2 years ago now, and it's growing day by day. So go along to that. It is worth visiting. Great networking. Talking of networking and events, we do have some events to talk about, and there is one we had in the show a couple of weeks ago. Anwyn Cooper and Dan Corp, who have set up Bright Minds in Business, and they are working with business owners, helping them to build and grow their businesses. They've got an event coming up on the 8th of May from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And it's Leading the Charge of Wellbeing in the Workplace. It's at Kingdom in Penshurst near Tunbridge. It's a beautiful place there. We're outdoor working area, gym, plus buildings and everything. So it's fantastic. They'll be featuring presentations from Pip Lawrence, founder of Day One Wellness, Alistair Bell, managing director of Thermosphere, and great networking, lots to learn. If you go to brightmindsinbusiness.co.uk, you can find more details there and get booked on. It's just £10, but there's loads of networking and learning as well. So great, check that out. What have you got over there, Richard?
On Monday, the 29th, so as we return back to the week, between 2 and 4 p.m. at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, Business Doctors and Business in Maidstone, a free event about recruiting or outsourcing to the right staff. It's a two-hour workshop that will show you how to avoid the traps that many business owners fall into when they start recruiting or outsourcing work to others. It'll cover advertising, finding the right type of candidates, the first review of applicants, and the interview and appointment process. To book, go to businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk and look for events.
Fabulous. So Peter runs some great events there, the Business Doctors, so do check it out. Now, what are you doing on the 9th of May?
Me?
Yeah.
What day is that?
9th of May. Just say, I'm going to come to your event, Amanda.
I'm going to come to your event.
Thank you. We didn't prime this before the show. We should have
talked before.
Didn't stop talking. No. Are you looking for, this is you, are you looking for a great venue for your next meeting, event, away day or summer party or team building event even? Then you really need to come to this event. Now, I have to give a shout out as I'm reading this out to my BP on this for the event, Venues and Events Expo Southeast, the fabulous Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, who says she's listening in today and she's got a hutch with her. Hi, Hutch. She knows what we mean. We all know what we mean, don't we, Hutch? I was like, who's Hutch? Michelle Hutchinson. Hope you girls are working lots and not chatting too much. But we have got, Amy and I want you to come and join us at the Venues and Events Expo Southeast. Even if you're not a big event organiser, if you're a PA, if you're a VA, if you're a business owner who's looking to organise a smaller event or a meeting, something like that, then you need to come to this event. We've got 80 amazing venues and event suppliers for you to meet that are from throughout the Southeast, some from London, and we've even got a few. We've got some from Essex, Cranfield. So people are travelling quite a way for you to come and see their amazing venues. We've got a great lineup of industry expert speakers. We're going to look at audience engagement, speakers, how to choose the right speakers for your events, event marketing, which is vital. How do you get people into your event? We've got obviously social media, because you can't not have social media when talking about events. And also we've got a panel discussion with industry experts talking about the hot topics, including the dreaded B word, the skill shortage, which is really there in the hospitality and events industry, and possibly another couple of subjects such as, you know, celebrity boycotting and stuff like that, which is quite imminent in the news at the moment. So that's great. Plus workshops, of course. We've got team building with Byte, making puzzle feeders for Capuchin Monkeys. It's going to be so amazing again this year. The fabulous Jive caterers, Deborah and Graham Green, are doing their cannibal workshop. Canapes and Bubbles workshop. UK Mobile Bars are doing their cocktail masterclasses. And Helen Moon from Eventwell is doing health and wellbeing, looking at the wellbeing and the events industry. So fabulous. So much. You know, it's a great day out. There's lots going on. Chive's also got a bistro there, so it's going to be amazing food. You've got the bar. Book, come, it's free, a full day of information and meeting amazing people. venueseventsexpo.co.uk. It's just 2 weeks away, people. 2 weeks away. Get booked on. Now, we've got one more event we're going to talk about, and then we're going to look at, two. Let me quickly do this one. ZC Live is coming up on the 31st of May from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Strood Academy. Zoe Cairns, international social media speaker, TV commentator, has bringing together the best of the best again for this year's social ZC Live. If you go to zcsocialmedia.co.uk, get all the details there. She has started releasing the speakers, which we'll cover in detail next week, and they look amazing. So get booked up for that. Again, it's free. We like these free ones. So what one have you got over there, Richard?
Well, you mentioned Zoe, and Zoe forms part of the speaker lineup for Tech Expo, which is a little way off, but shouldn't put you off in booking.
Well, we know how fast the year's going, so, you know,
well, yeah,
it'll be Christmas. Here before you know it.
It's nearly Christmas. Tech Expo, which is on the 26th of September, a full-day exhibition or expo, at 9 to 5 p.m. And it's the first of its kind in the Southeast, where it's a full day dedicated for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build, grow grow their business with the power of technology. Meet over 100 suppliers from different sectors of technology, including IT support, cybersecurity, software, digital marketing, and online accountancy. And there are four fantastic speakers and one other.
And you are included. You are fantastic.
All right, okay. But today I'm fantastic. There's five interactive workshops. The speakers are Brian Sutton from Microsoft, which is going to be really interesting to find out how Microsoft is developing their sort of products to help businesses. Ben Abbott, who was on the show recently from Maximum Media, getting your business ready for voice technology. Will Charlesworth from Child and Child Law, talking about IP and digital law, and Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, being a human in a digital world. And I am a human in a digital world, and I'll be talking about cybersecurity, incident response, and your comms plan.
Fantastic.
And hoping to bring it to life in a different way that people haven't seen.
Brilliant. So, go to Tech Expo, TECH Expo. UK.com and get find out more about that. I was going to get registered, but registration's not open yet, but when you can, it's fine. So we've got nicely swiftly onto security.
Dun, dun, dun. So there's been loads going on in the world.
Yes. I say every time Richard comes on the show, there's something in the news the day before or the day after.
Yep.
So I reckon you set it all
up.
So it's all ready to go so that you can have something to talk about when you're on the show.
Yeah, otherwise it is a struggle. So what do we want to cover? Do we want to cover what's been going on in the world in the last week? Well, certainly Hawaii or Hawaii or however you
You say it?
You don't.
Yeah, just hook.
You don't. The news early on in the week, and this has been a long running discussion with government and other intelligence services of the wider community, which they form as Five Eyes, which is the areas of interest around not spying community, but it's the intelligence services.
Can we not use the word spy? We're not allowed to use the word spy.
Well, we can do if we want to tell the truth.
We didn't say spy. It wasn't us.
We didn't say spy.
We say James Bond community.
Lots of people have been mentioning, certainly on social media, around the dangers and the pitfalls of allowing that company, which we can't pronounce, but let's go with Hawaii for now.
Hawaii 5OE.
The feeling is that they're intrinsically insecure. They build products that are insecure. The processes that they go towards putting that in, and the bits of phone and technology are insecure. What does insecure mean? Well, it means that it can that will lead to prone to attack. Now, is that designed in especially because they want to abstract and obtain data? You could quite easily take a leap of faith and say that, you know, a company which is from a particular part of the world, which is known for, espionage or stealing data or mass farming and harvesting data, with a company such as that to build the 5G technology for the UK is a very dangerous place to sit.
Mm.
And there's lots of consequences for it, and you don't have to be all very James Bond to know what the real world could actually what could happen in the real world. But I've worked in the environment for many years, and it has always been known that they are a risky area. It's always been known, there's various reasons for that. But it appears that the government have just said, okay, well, we're going to do some form of deal, which goes against what Australia and America want to do at the moment. So Five Eyes community come together to share intelligence and to build that sort of collaborative approach when talking about intelligence services and securing their countries and their people, their assets. And the UK has sort of taken a different approach and said, well, it's fine as long as we manage it.
Do you think the government has just got, got a death wish? Brexit?
I'm not sure what's going on. I mean, I do that politics and religion, I try and stay away from, but there's something not right at the top.
There's something that's going wrong. Right. I watch too much American programs, and I'm watching loads of them around sort of the American government. And I'm like, this is real life, isn't it? This is actually, they're putting on a program, but this is actually what's really happening. Everyone's dodgy.
Well, they always say, to see what's going to happen in the real world, look at what Hollywood's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So if Hollywood have made a film about it, then you know, it becomes true. What have I been doing recently? I've been helping our clients become more resilient. Certainly the last couple of days in London, helping them plan around the consequences of demonstrations. There's been quite a few sort of flash mob demonstrations as well as sort of situ type demonstrations that were in Hyde Park and Marble Arch and other places. But just trying to give them a feel and a vibe for, you know, planning considerations when London comes to a standstill, particularly if you've got deliveries or you need to make your way from one place to the other, and that's critical to your business. I've been sort of helping them educate themselves around what that looks like and what measures and what mitigations they can put in place, which leads me on to what I want to talk about today is about making our companies, our businesses, whether it's small, medium or large, more resilient. And one way you can do that is planning for, you know, in the event of something.
Which I guess is something that a lot of businesses don't do
we never take the time to.
No, it's like they're so busy working on it, working in it, but never account for what to do if something bad does go wrong.
All of the problems become about, you know, have I got the right resource? Have I got the right monies that I can, you know, all of that type of business thinking goes on all the time. But the one thing that we don't take time to truly sort of assess is what happens if I can't access my building, or I can't access my technology, or I can't access my data. If I'm a technology data driven company, that's quite important to my business. So it's around trying to put, give some considerations, give some thought and put a plan in place that helps you, you know, mitigate or reduce the amount that you're exposed if anything happens. And the way that we do that is through a business continuity plan. So that's what you know, I've been working on with clients recently, and there's various steps, and I've put something together which we can put out as a blog. Which
absolutely.
Is the 10 intelligence, 10 steps, everything that we do in the company is 10. 10 or a triangle.
I was going to say, does it not get a bit difficult with some subjects? I can't think of 10. I can't think of number 10. Start at number 6, can't get to number 10.
We have 1A, 1B. But they're always 10 points. And that, it, you know, we'll stick up on the website. And if that helps companies start to think, then great. But it's about trying to make sure that you plan for all eventualities. I'm not talking about planes falling out of the sky or anything that's too desperate. Plan for not being able to access your office. If you work from an office and that's where all of your, you know, your work is done, then that's quite important. So plan for what that looks like when you can't get access to it in a shared space or in a managed space. Plan what the world looks like if you haven't got any technology.
I know. What would we do without technology?
My son went without internet connection for about 15 minutes, and you would have thought the end of the world. When I tried to explain to him that we didn't have internet for like the first 25 years of my life, I certainly didn't know what it was. He was just like, yeah, but you know, my time's more precious. plan for, you know, those type of eventualities. If you want to continue business, you've got to try and come up with another idea of how to contact your customers.
You know, this thing called a telephone.
Yeah, but where's all your contact details? On the technology that you can't get.
Oh, you're stuffed then, aren't you? Just have a day off. What is your plan to do if tech goes down?
Maybe that is the plan. Maybe that is the plan. Maybe there is something else. There is no one size fits all, but everyone's got to start to sort of think differently about it. And have those sort of considerations. If you've got, you know, more than 2 or 3 staff, then, you know, how do you communicate with them? And how do you communicate with your clients? And are you, you know, are there any deadlines that are required that are not being dealt with? So just to give some thought around it. And that's, for me, that can translate into, oh, it's a cyber attack, what happens? Oh, there's a physical type of incident, what happens? Oh, there's consequence of, you know, somebody else's building not being accessible because of some form of action, and as a result, I can't get to the building. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a doomsday event for you to put some form of planning in place and then record it. And then once you've put it all together within a plan, test it and pretend that it's happened. And that's the best way to sort of measure whether you're robust enough in your response or not.
It's about being prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Dib, dib, dib.
Dib, dob, dob. You know what? Well, quick. Thank you very much. It's all about, I think, you say, having the wider look from the outside and making sure all the bases are covered. Talking about dib, dib, dob, dob, I do have to give a huge shout out to my dad, who is turning 73 this year in September, I think, when his birthday was. And he's just returned from Nepal.
Wow.
Where him and a group, he takes scouts out every couple of years, he goes with scout groups, where him and the scout group he took out went to Poon Hill, which is part of the Everest range. Poon Hill was 3,300 metres high, and he did it. Wow. Very proud of him. And then they had lots of fun in Kathmandu and stuff there, but it's such an achievement.
How amazing.
He's 73 nearly, and just, yeah, he's not going to stop. He keeps on saying each year it's his last time, but I don't even know if this is going to be his last time, but... Well done, Dad. Very, very proud of you.
Well done.
Fantastic. Right, we are going to now go to a musical break so I can get our guest, Roxana, on the phone and hear from her, which is great. So you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 26th of April. I'm joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, security expert, Richard Bell. And, excuse me as I joke, and our guest coming up on the phone in a minute is Roxana. Listen to this. There'll be a little bit of significance when you hear the song, and then we speak to Roxana. We'll be back in a little bit.
To advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 26th of April. It's nearly the end of April. Did you eat a lot of chocolate over Easter? No, you wasn't very well. Never need. Sorry, rub it in a bit. As you can hear, my guest in the studio today is the fabulous Richard Bell from 10 Intelligence, our security expert.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I should have, if it all works, on the radio, Roxanne, are you there?
Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Richard.
Yay, I'm really happy that I actually managed to get the phone work, so that's good. Sometimes technology fails us. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's a shame, obviously, you couldn't make it into the studio, but it's great to have you on. I'm very interested to hear more about you and about the Blend Network. So let's start. Now, I do like to have a look at the guests and who's coming on, and I did have a little peek at your Twitter and found the very interesting news article about yourself. So you originally are from Iran. And
yes, that's right.
You've were a little bit of a rebel by all accounts, but I can see from the article on you.
Yes, I guess that's right. So I am originally half Spanish, half Iranian, and I came to the UK over 12 years ago. It sounds like a long time ago now.
But it feels like a long time ago.
Yes, it feels like a long time ago. Really started a career in finance and in investment banking. But I guess had a really diverse career, what they call today a career portfolio. Actually, I was talking some weeks ago about career portfolio. So started in banking, in investment banking, before moving to the more entrepreneurial side, which I thought for me was fascinating career.
So what brought you to want to come to England and study banking? What was it that sort of decided? Have you always been interested in that sort of thing, money and everything?
Yes, so I was always really interested in banking and in finance, and at that time and still as of today, well, the city really was the biggest center of finance in Europe, and center of employment. So if you really wanted to have a successful career in finance, I guess in Europe, London was and continues to be the city of London, the main financial center. Mm. So I always had this dream of a big career in finance, and that is really the reason that I came to study here, my master's, and then went straight into banking.
And so then how long did you work in the banking industry?
Around 10 years, a decade. I started in Barclays originally, then worked at a hedge fund, and then in Morgan Stanley, where I left Morgan Stanley 4 years ago now, in December 2015.
And was it something that you always enjoyed doing?
Yes, I really, really enjoyed the career in banking. I really learned a lot. It's a very intense, environment. It's a very long hours and a very competitive environment. But it's something that I very, very much enjoyed, and I learned a lot because you are working with very in a competitive environment with very smart people. And I really enjoyed it very much. But at the same time, I always saw it as a career that it was for not forever. Essentially, I always think it's like your football career. Basically, you do it for a few years, but it's not something that you can do for the long term.
Yeah, I guess because it's very intense, isn't it? And did you find that you had to work that much harder? Obviously, there's a lot at the moment. It's been going on for a long time. But looking at women in those sort of careers, and obviously yourself coming, not being British born, coming from Iran, did you find that you had to work harder, or you just felt that you had to work harder possibly than your competitors in the market?
Yes, it is a very competitive environment, and you definitely have to perform. You have to perform and you have to outperform. So the environment really forces you to push yourself and to be very competitive. It is at times it can feel an aggressive environment.
Mm.
But I think in a sense, at the early stages of your career, I joined when I was out of university as a graduate, I almost felt that that was a good thing because it really trains you mentally and even physically to perform in your career. It is something that is not I guess, for everyone, and it's not also for forever.
Yeah.
But I guess when you're, you know, in your 20s and out of university, it is a good place to be. It's a good training ground.
Yeah, as you say, it sets you up right, doesn't it? It sets you with the right mindset and the determination. And as you say, because of the intensity of it, it is something that is, you can't keep going forever. So it is something that is slightly short term, that you know that, say, 10 years down the line, it's like, okay, it's time.
Yes.
Time to get out.
It's so, almost like,
sorry, go on.
It's almost like a, you know, the military service. I guess these days you don't have military service in the UK, but
no.
It's almost like that. Is that you know, few more? I mean, some countries is some years of intensive training.
Yeah, exactly. So then you did make that decision to step away. So what did you do when you left the banking world, as it were?
So I was always very entrepreneurial, and I wanted to do something entrepreneurial. And I was thinking of different options and different ideas. I always was very interested in property, and I was investing in property myself. And then when I left, I invested in a few businesses, but the main one that occupied most of my time was a platform that was an Uber model of connecting customers with providers of services, in this case, in the beauty sector.
All right.
So we are all very busy, and we don't sometimes have time to go to the salon or to our beauty treatments. And this came from my own experience of not having the time to do this. So this was a platform that connected users of beauty services, anything from haircuts, hairstyling, to nails, or even wellness services such as gym sessions, with providers of those services. So the users will book it through an app, and then the providers will come to the user wherever they were, at their, you know, home, at their hotel, at their office, or whatever the location was.
Fantastic. And so where did you go from there?
So it's a business that is actually, because I guess it was because of the demand for that type of service, it was very successful, and it went very well. And in a relatively short period of time, even for me, it was surprising, because you always hear that, you know, it takes a long time. But in a relatively short period of time, I was able to exit that business, and through selling to a competitor that was growing organically, because at that time it's a sector that a few other competitors started to appear, and it was time for that market to consolidate. So you know, some of the companies, they wanted to grow organically, so it was acquired by a competitor, and I was able to exit that business. And for me, it was really a great experience, because more than anything else, I really learned through that experience. I always say that for me, it was almost like doing my MBA.
Oh, really?
I was never a fan of doing a proper MBA, because I thought, you know, you're sitting in a classroom and just listening to people who have done it.
Yeah.
But in this way, I just essentially was able to do it myself and learn a great amount from this.
And what was the biggest thing you learned, do you think?
Many things. The difficulty of accessing to finance for me was a big thing, and this is something that I guess we have heard a lot, how difficult it is for startup companies to access finance. And I really felt it. I mean, I was lucky in the way that I was able to finance this myself, and I didn't have to go through, you know, to venture capitals, etc. But definitely the difficulty to access finance, and I think is even more acute in the case of female-led businesses.
Do you think so?
I think yes, and I think, I mean, I have done some subsequent research on this, and it was interesting that there was some research done as well by a recent study by the UK venture capital and female founders that was conducted by the Treasury. And what they found is that for every £1 of venture capital investment, less than a penny goes to all female founder teams.
Do you think that's because the women don't know that it's available there for them, or is it just harder for them to get it?
I think it is a combination. I think it is a combination of what you mentioned, but it's also sometimes I mean, I have felt it myself at the beginning, I guess, now less, but the lack of confidence. You know, I was reading something interesting this morning. Actually, it was on Twitter that you know, the lady Alison Rose from NatWest was saying, the CEO was saying that when it's about the promotion, the men are, you know, banging the door and say, you know, I'm ready, I'm the best person for the job, while women are always thinking, well, I'm going to put myself forward when I will be 100% ready. And I think this mentality is also the same in terms of seeking finance. I think sometimes you come across a bit of lack of confidence on the female side. So there are many reasons. I don't think that there's one single reason. Maybe, as you mentioned, not knowing enough what options are out there available, but also a little bit of lack of confidence, probably.
Yeah, definitely. So then where did that lead you when you sold on that business? Where did you go from there?
So because of what I mentioned, what I had seen in my experience for the lack of finance available for businesses, I spoke with a colleague of mine, a former colleague of mine from Morgan Stanley when I was, and he was actually in the process of setting up a business, which is where I am now, Blend Network. And Blend Network is a peer-to-peer property lending platform.
Blend, is it B-L-E-N-D, Blend Network?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Blend Network. So Blend Network is a peer-to-peer property lending platform. And going back to what we said about funding, 10 years ago, after the crisis, banks stopped lending to many sectors.
Mm.
So, you know, especially if you are small and medium entrepreneurs, sometimes it can be very difficult to access finance. So what we did here is a platform that funds small and medium property developers all across the UK. Because what we have found is, obviously everyone knows that there's a big housing crisis in the UK. And a lot of, you know, the big developers, obviously they don't have any problem accessing finance. If you are big in build schemes, big schemes in, let's say, London or Birmingham, there will be a lot of finance available. But what the country really needs, and this is what many organizations such as the Federation of Master Builders are saying, is that we need more small and medium property developers and house builders.
Mm.
And those guys are really left out of the traditional finance system.
So that is that's specifically what you do at Blend. You support those small, medium-sized businesses and help them get the funding.
Yes, exactly. So we support small and medium property developers who are looking to build more affordable housing. It is a very niche market. Mm. So, you know, for example, our typical customer will be someone who is looking to build 10, 15 houses in Kent. Actually, we do quite a lot of projects in Kent.
That doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of building going on in Kent at the moment, I'm just saying. A lot.
And it's really a very, you know, a strong region where house prices have been growing very strongly compared to, obviously, London and central London. And it's a lovely, you know, area for people who live outside in Kent, and which is a good distance to London. It's a region that we really like, and we are really supporting small and medium property developers building in Kent.
Fantastic. So how do people find you or get hold of you to speak to you if they're interested in finding out more?
We have a platform that is blendnetwork.com. Where essentially developers, they contact us, they call us, and they tell us about their project that they want to do. And one of the things also that we have tried to do very differently is be very approachable and be very... you know, like basically there's a person behind this platform, so there's not such a thing as they have to go through an exercise of, you know, can I borrow such amount of money. We are at the end of the line, so they pick up the phone and they tell us about their project, what they want to do, and with some basic information, you know, what is it that they are trying to do, how many houses, where is the location, and we just sit down with them and understand the project, and if the project makes sense, we should be able to lend.
That sounds fantastic. I just, my mind works crazy when I'm speaking with people in businesses, and I've just thought of about five people I want to connect you with in Kent that work within the property industry. Do you know Dan Holbert?
Yes. I know Dan, and we have very good relationships with Dan.
And she already knows him.
My head was working in a different way, and it's a pastime. Friends of mine will know this, because it's a pastime of mine. Wearing red lipstick. So what's the story behind that?
Hang on.
Pastime. My head works in a
Way. I thought your past was building a house or something.
No, I am past.
But you want to know about Roxana's red lipstick story.
Yes, please, if you could.
The lipstick story. Well, it's really working in that competitive environment of banking that we started at the beginning, and in that very male-dominated environment, that sometimes it really, as a woman, it is tough. You feel lonely, and you feel it's very difficult even to explain how it is. So I think for every of us is important to just find something that that gives you, that sense of security, or, always, for me, always, I think looking good, it makes you feel good inside. And I saw this movie many years ago. It was an old movie called Five in the Afternoon. And it was a movie about a teenager girl in Afghanistan. And her dream was to become the president of Afghanistan. I mean, in that time, it was just a crazy thought, and it still is. But for her, she had a pair of white heels. And then every time she would put on these heels, she would see herself as, the next president of Afghanistan, and just imagine. So I think for all of us is having that, symbol, whatever it is your heels or is your lipstick, that, gives you the confidence. And when you have to face, situations that are, you feel intimidated, you have to speak in front of a room of, bankers or men or whatever. It's just for everyone is a symbol, whatever it is, that helps you, to give you that confidence.
That's good. I like that. So why do you wear your red lipstick, Richard?
For confidence.
Of course. Men, they have no idea, do they? No, I think, as I say, having a look at your history, you've come a long way, and you've achieved amazing things. And I really love the sound of the Blend Network, because, as you say, you're helping those businesses that previously couldn't get that help before. That's one of the things when you're running a business, the funding is the killer, and that's why so many businesses fail within the first or second year, because they just run out of funding. And I think you've done an amazing thing, and I look forward to hearing more about it later on. We'll have you back on again maybe towards the end of the year and find out how things are going with it more. So what's the best way for people to contact you if they want to speak to you about it?
Is blendnetwork.com. That is our page, and so there's a telephone number, there's also a contact email, that is inquiries@blendnetwork.com. So anyone who has a project that wants to get funded, they can just pick up the phone and talk to us, which I think always is really nice these days when you can talk to someone, because
absolutely,
when you call banks or companies, it's even hard to be able to talk to a person. We are a small office based in Mayfair in London. So pick up the phone, that is on blendnetwork.com, and give us a call.
Fantastic. And also, they are, of course, on social media. So you've got @network_blend on Twitter, or Roxana is Roxana_M_Molina. So you can connect with her on those as well and find out more. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. It's really been interesting to hear from you, to hear your story, and to hear more about the Blend Network.
Thank you so much, Amanda, and thank you, Richard, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon again.
Yeah, we'll speak to you really soon. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Fantastic. I love hearing just the different businesses that are out there. Now, just something you don't even think about.
Yeah.
I just see houses popping up all over the place at the moment, literally, and you don't think about where they come from.
No.
One thing I do wonder is, what do we need that many houses?
Well, everyone says that we do.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're geared for them. really, you know, because all the services and all the utilities that go with it, that becomes the problem.
That's the thing, isn't it? And as Roxana is right, you know, Kent is a beautiful place to live, and a lot of people want to live there, which is fantastic. And I think it's great they're putting beautiful houses in. But they need to put the networks in as well. Mm. Paul keeps on saying, he said, they keep on building these houses, but there's no network to sustain them. Yeah. They need schools, they need shops, they need doctors, they need the whole network of it. And they still need to have, you know, we still need farmland. We still need land to farm and breed and all that type of thing. But say the blend network sounds really interesting. So if you are in property or looking to get into property, then I reckon Roxana is a really great person to connect with. And it's always nice having something different on the show as well, to learn something different.
And it was very successfully managed and handled.
Wasn't it? Look at that.
Well done.
Tech worked. Seamless. See, what would I have done? Was I prepared? What would I have done if the tech wouldn't work? Well, yes, because me and you can talk for England, so we would have just carried on regardless. Yes. Anyway, there's a couple more events coming up. Oh, no, I've done that, done that, done that. Okay, so there is one big event happening next week, which is Social Day. The lovely Lucy Hall from Aviso Media has been running Social Day. Which one is this? This is... I didn't tell me which one it is. I think this is about her third or fourth year of running them. I know she runs a couple of years sometimes. It's a three-day event. So it's the 1st of May to the 3rd of May with over 30 sessions, two fantastic drink receptions, and all the cost of one ticket. There's so much going on. Now, we've got Social Day is for the geekies, for the marketers, for the people that are working in the industry, or those that are really knowledgeable and want to sort of touch base. She has got top speakers from all the platforms, and she's got so much going on, and there's so much to learn. It's an amazing event to go to. If you click on socialday.co.uk, I'm sure there's still some tickets available, and I think there's a couple of parties going on as well. So on each night there's a party, so there's a whole bit of a festival theme going on here. You can learn and educate, and then in the evening you can do bowling, and I can't remember what else she's got going on. So a great mixture of things going on, so that is fabulous. So there's always great events happening. There's loads going on. So do contact us. If you've got an event coming up, please let us know, because we like to look at it. We like to, you know, pick it apart and look at the best parts and find out more about what's going on. So what have you got on next week, Richard? Anything exciting? You're off to Dubai again yet?
No. Thankfully. Just because I'm all travelled out just by going to Manchester last week. Well,
to be fair, that's understandable.
No, we're just... continue to meet with clients. We're getting a lot of good response back from people now, saying that they're reaching out for the right type of help, and we're getting good feedback about how we do it, which is really interesting. Because I do want to try and keep it very simple. I've spent quite a bit of time going around speaking to existing clients, which is something that should always be revisited, and get feedback, see whether there's any learning that we can do. You know, these are regular clients that we're in contact with doing other services, and, you know, finding out whether we're still delivering to that agreed service, but equally sharing the news that we're doing other stuff as well, which is interesting. And we've already got that trusted relationship. Mm. So it's, you know, it's an easier way to sort of say, you know, well, if you need any assistance on this, we might not have been your first thought in previous times, but now we are. Things are going really well. With 20 strong in the team now.
Wow.
And that's across Kings Hill and Dubai. Got incredible amount of talent.
I think it sounds very impressive that you have an office in Dubai. I'm going to the Dubai office.
And there is actually an office as well.
Really? Is that a little room with a desk? And
it's quite a big size, actually, on a tall building. I can't give away the name of the building, because... some of the work that we do out there is intellectual property. So, you know, when you start speaking to Will, it's about, you know, making sure that we catch counterfeiters, and that's organised crime.
It sounds very exciting. We need to have a better conversational affair. Yeah. Anyway, we have now come to the end of the show. So thank you so much for joining us again this week.
You're very welcome.
Keeping us all safe from the naughty, evil people out there. Now, next week on the show, I'm joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, Jim F.A. Clough-Haynes, and our guest is Richard Archer, from Buckland Media Group, and he's going to be talking to us all about printing and stuff. It's going to be great show. Don't forget to listen to The Bunker Show on Tuesday with Paul. He's got another great lineup of guests. It's all gone wrong now. Great lineup of guests. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you all hear you or speak to you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.
Channel 2 Talk Radio.